Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
So Tuesday, the 17th, is the final day for regular committee meetings up in Topeka. That means every committee is working through their list of priority bills before they reach the deadline. Means that, you know, if it's not out at committee on Tuesday, it ain't going to happen this year. They'll have to wait till next year. And as we do every Sunday during the legislative session, we like to bring you a live update from Topeka. With us now with our Under the Dome update is the Speaker Pro Tem, Representative Blake Carpenter. Representative, thank you for joining us. Pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on.
So after Tuesday, both the House and Senate will then spend the next 3 full days on the floor voting on bills. I've been through that. Those are long days. You eat a lot of snacks and, you know, spend a lot of time listening to Democrats pontificate. The following week.
Okay, John, because the paintings on the ceiling are very beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I still remember the day that John Carmichael went down and you know, talked about the nude bodies on the ceiling. You know, remember that?
I do. And yes. Needless to say, I do also remember the fourth grade class having to be ushered out of the gallery rather quickly.
Yes, there's a group of fourth graders in the gallery, and he's talking about, it's John Carmichael for you. The following week, then, you guys will be working out differences as a conference committees, and then, of course, you get first adjournment on March 27th. So that's kind of the overall calendar, but there's a lot to do before that. You just heard, ironically, we just heard literally what sausage making is like in Topeka right here on this show, because you're sandwiched between AFP.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yes, my last guest and Elizabeth, who said, you know, the App Act is a bad bill. And my next guest at the top of the hour, Brittany Jones from Americans Kansas Family Voice, who say the App Act is a good bill. And that is one of the bills that is stuck in committee. So this is the App Accountability Act. Fed and State, one of the committees that you and I both served on. what do you think is going to, I mean, give us a quick 30-second what that bill is and what you think happens now.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. So I think what you're seeing is what lawmakers tend to hear every single day.
Yeah,
whenever
sure.
We're up in Topeka. You know, you have both what I would consider friendly right-leaning groups, whether
yes.
it's Americans for Prosperity or the Kansas Family Voice Group, but they disagree on this issue. And so that's when it starts, I would say, getting a little bit more complicated on the issue and then starting to have to really get into what the language actually says and what the language is actually going to do. Now, ultimately, if that bill doesn't come out of committee on either Monday or Tuesday this week, then it's done for the year and it has to come back and start life all over again in the next session.
And this is it's an interesting one from what I understand. This is the basically says that kids downloading apps on their phones would have to get parental consent is the gist of it, correct?
That's the gist of it. And also basically making it to where it's age appropriate content, essentially. So if you have like an app that's targeted to a 4-year old or a 5-year old, well, I would argue that 4-year olds or 5-year olds shouldn't be on their parents' apps anyway, but that's
right.
A different debate. So if that's the case and they're playing on this app that's made for 4-year olds, then they shouldn't be getting content that, you know, is ads for gambling or
Grindr
or
something.
Other issues that are also being pushed out there onto the app as well, and other mature content.
And I get that, and I'm sure that's what, you know, Brittany will tell us. But you heard AFP's concerns. They're free market. They're pro-business. I'm sure the chamber is going to have the same concerns. So this is a perfect example of what a legislator has to go through. You know, they've got the pro-family values. They've got the parental consent folks going to argue in one ear. And then they've got the free market, libertarian folks who are going to be arguing in the other ear. And now they're going to be pulled and constituents on both sides. You know, this is a great example of what legislators have to go through.
Yeah. And this is one that, I haven't heard too much about it just yet, but I'm sure as we start potentially working it here in the next week or two, because quite frankly, it hasn't made it to the floor yet. So constituents really haven't engaged because it's still in a committee, right?
Right.
And then once these organizations, if it does come out of committee, then all these organizations start telling all of their people on their side to start contacting their legislators. And then that's when we start really hearing from the constituents before it comes up for a vote.
So let's talk about another big issue, efforts to ease the public angst over property taxes collapsed last Thursday. One bill failed in the House. The other was passed over in the Senate. Basically, they didn't think they had the votes to pass it, so they didn't take it up, essentially. So, once again, it seems like property taxes right now, it's like, are we going to get any property tax relief? What do you think?
Well, I appreciate the question, John. And here's what people need to understand. Property taxes are really levied by local government.
Oh, absolutely.
There's very, very little that the state can do other than coming in and mandating different things on top of local governments and how local governments are essentially going to function.
Which then pisses off the local governments, by the way.
And it does, because, I mean, we hate it when Washington, D.C. does it to us. And then, you know, it's the exact same reaction when Topeka does it to, say, a city or a county, right? So, I mean, it is nobody likes it when it rolls downhill, right? But at the same time, you have entities at the local level that are not being responsible with their budgets. And that is
you mean like $720,000 for art to out of state artists?
Yes. And so that is really where it boils down to. Now, that being said, the state does control 20 mills, and that 20 mills doesn't touch our coffers up in Topeka. It doesn't. There's not a single dollar that goes into the treasury that we spend. What it does is it brings it up there, it's pooled, and then it's redistributed for K-12 education. And so that's about the only thing we can do when it comes to property taxes. And there's a lot of debate right now, and I think you could potentially see something come out here in the next 2 weeks that lowers that mill rate from 20 down to something else. Now, the thing is, though, is that by us lowering it, all we are doing is essentially paying it off with either income taxes or sales taxes, because those are the only two types of taxes that the state of Kansas actually collects.
Right.
And so right now we're at about a $600 million budget hole, right? So we have to cut spending. But then if we start eliminating taxes, property taxes specifically, then we're digging that hole deeper. So we have to really start going after the spending at the state level and really start watching our pennies and dollars. Now, we're fine for a few years here. We can, you know, kind of spend the balance down a little bit because we do have extra. However, by 2029, the state of Kansas is going to have to either do major cuts or they're going to have to increase taxes in 2029.
Well, you know me, I'm all for major cuts. Blake, I'm up on a break. I've got a couple things I want to cover with you. Do you mind if I hold you through the break?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back and continue our conversation with the Speaker Pro Tem. And we'll take your calls. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet Reliant 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Folks, 9 unelected people, the majority of whom are attorneys, pick basically whomever they want for our Supreme Court. I personally think Kansans deserve a voice in that judicial selection process. Voters, not lawyers, should decide. If you agree or you want more information, you can visit takebackthebench.com for more information. And of course, while you're online, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. And follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Speaking of that, there are a couple of events coming up. I want to remind you about the Sedgwick County Republican Party is holding their monthly meeting this Thursday night at 6:30. The guest is a Zoom speaker, Kelly Walker. He's the founder of Freedom Talk. And the meeting starts at 6:30. Meet and greet at 6:30. The meeting starts at 7 at the Wichita Area Builders Association. And then coming up next Thursday, the 26th, is the Republican Red Chocolate and Wine Fundraiser. It's a really cool event. Yummy. Wine and chocolate. Nothing better than that. You can find out information on both of those events on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. So a couple of really cool events. With us still is the Speaker Pro Tem, Blake Carpenter. Blake, thank you for sticking around through the break. Appreciate that.
Absolutely.
You guys passed a couple of bills this week. One was the bell-to-bell cell phone ban, and it sounds like the governor is inclined to sign that. Have you heard any indication that she won't?
No, as a matter of fact, I do believe she will end up signing the legislation. It is something that early in the session she indicated that she would support should it make it to her desk. So I fully expect her to likely sign the legislation, especially there was a lot of House Democrats that voted no, but I believe that there were some more Senate Democrats that ended up voting supporting in favor of it.
Now, one of the issues that I know it looks like you guys have taken up that I'm sure she will not be a fan of is the higher ed restructuring proposal. I actually thought this was a good idea. I think there's areas within higher ed that, especially when you look at some of their wasteful spending, that you guys should be taking a better look at. This seemed like something I think we're finally looking at ways to get some fiscal discipline injected into our higher ed system. Not something the governor's likely to be fond of, though.
Actually, no, I don't know. I think her office has been working with the bill authors on this.
Really?
So I think that she might actually end up being inclined to support it at the end of the day. But the legislation you're referring to was just introduced this last week, so it has a long way to go still. It's still in the very early stages, and so we'll have to see what kind of pushback there is just from all the people that are either out there that have an interest or that want to weigh in on this issue. So I think that it's gonna have to be a pretty quick 2 weeks for that bill to turn around in time.
Speaking of pretty quick 2 weeks, what's coming up here? I mean, obviously, you're going to have a few days where you're just stuck on the floor. But what can be, if folks are interested, if they want to, you know, keep an eye on what bills you think are coming up? You've only got 2 days of committees left. What should people keep an eye out for?
Well, there's something that's near and dear to my heart, John, and that's always been the Second Amendment and making sure that we're protecting Second Amendment rights for Kansans. And so, as you know, and maybe some of your listeners know, I'm the vice president of the Kansas State Rifle Association,
right,
which is the sister or the state affiliate, essentially, to the NRA. Now, there is something that is coming through the process. It's House Bill 2501, and it was amended in the Senate this past week. And there's a big reason why. So last year, when they passed the big, beautiful bill at the national level, what they ended up doing in that act included a provision that eliminated the $200 federal transfer tax on suppressors and short-barreled firearms. That is now paving the way for litigation that's challenging the constitutionality of the federal tax registration regime without the tax. And so because that's the case, our state statutes need to be amended. If the courts come in and strike that down because it's no longer a tax because one does not exist, basically what it boils down to is if we don't get a portion of our statute updated to essentially reflect that change, then it ends up creating an issue to – it's like a prerequisite to possession. So if we don't eliminate that out of our statute, then it creates a lot of problems with people trying to purchase suppressors or even people who have short barrel firearms or suppressors legally in the state of Kansas. And so we want to make sure that we clean that up. The Senate should hopefully be taking that up sometime in the next week or two, and then the House following on.
But of course, you know that the left will just go absolutely crazy and try and hang every amendment they can on it, because you know that's what they do.
We'll see. We'll see. In other states, it actually passed unanimously, even with the left, because it's a common sense update. I know that can seem pretty difficult these days, but there are Democrats that see the issue that is causing their constituents, and they're voting in favor of it in order to keep them out of trouble. So I think that there could be some Democrats that do cross over on this. And we'll have to wait and see what Laura Kelly does at the end of the day.
Wow. Good luck. I that's okay. I hope you're right. I hope you're right. Well, I appreciate you joining us, Blake, as always. And if folks want to connect with you, if they want to subscribe to your newsletter, if they want to stay in touch, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can do it all from my website, John. It's www.carpenterforkansas.com, and that's all spelled out.
Carpenterforkansas.com. And Blake, I've been there on those 3 days, those marathon sessions. Make sure you bring some snacks, buddy.
Will do. Thanks, John. I appreciate your time this evening.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Autotrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Autotrader. Really?
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet Reliant 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.